And now let's talk about some people who do their jobs not in private, but very much in public. NBC's critically acclaimed sitcom 30 Rock ends tonight. In its 7 seasons, it has consistently dominated industry award shows like the Emmys. And TV critic Eric Deggan says it has also pioneered a new kind of program, the high-quality, low-viewer comedy.
Once upon a time in network television land, there were 2 TV shows starting on the same network with the same idea. Explore the hijinks behind making a live television comedy show. One of them had an Oscar-winning creator and a former friend in the cast. But Aaron Sorkin and Matthew Perry's Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip died a messy public death. The other one was a new creation from former Saturday Night Live head writer Tina Fey called 30 Rock. And TV history was made. 30 Rock is a smart, pop culture savvy comedy about hapless TV producer Liz Lemon and the gaggle of oddballs who create her show, TGS with Tracy Jordan. But the secret weapon was movie star Alec Baldwin as the hilariously self-centered corporate executive who serves as Lemon's reluctant mentor, Jack Donaghy.
Lemon, what tragedy happened in your life that you insist upon punishing yourself with all this mediocrity?
What, because I'm eating a turkey sub?
Your turkey sub, your clothes, the fact that a woman of your resources and position lives like some boxcar hobo, or maybe it's the fact that while I'm saying all this, you have a piece of lettuce stuck in your hair.
The Liz and Jack relationship stands at the heart of the show's jittery one-hour finale. TGS is canceled, Lemon is struggling as a stay-at-home mom, and Donaghy seemingly has the job of his dreams as the CEO of a Comcast-like company called Cabletown.
From up here, I can see the whole island, a city built on the religion of capitalism, and I am its high priest, looking down on the swinish multitude. And even those who hate me must acknowledge me as a god.
And this makes you happy?
It should.
But 30 Rock has another, less impressive distinction. It helped bury NBC's once powerful Thursday TV franchise. Back in the day, some of TV's smartest comedies were also its most successful. And many of them, from Seinfeld to Friends and Frasier, aired on NBC's Thursday nights, nicknamed must-see TV.
You don't think she'd yada-yada sex?
I've yada-yadded sex.
But 30 Rock, along with The Office, filled out a Thursday night of smart comedy, drawing fewer eyeballs. Last season, 30 Rock's finale drew less than 3 million people. In its heyday, the show's audience was nearly 3 times larger. Like fellow NBC comedies Community, Parks and Recreation, and Up All Night, 30 Rock offered a whip-smart, occasionally absurd style of comedy that challenged audiences. But those kinds of shows rarely draw big crowds. Instead, broader comedies, that's a nice TV critic word for less smart, tend to win the night. Think crude sex jokes on 2 1/2 Men or the nerd humor of Big Bang Theory. In fact, when Faye won a Screen Actors Guild Award on Sunday, she used the acceptance speech to plead for viewers.
Our finale is on this Thursday at 8, up against the Big Bang Theory. So just tape the Big Bang Theory for once, for crying out loud.
Thanks for all the great comedy, Tina. It's not your fault that, in the end, 30 Rock may just have become a little too smart for the room.
Eric Deggans, TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. And you can also hear him right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.